Joshua, the son of Nun, sent two men of spies secretly from Shittim, saying, go view the land, especially Jericho. So they went and entered the house of a prostitute whose name was Rahab, and rested there. But it was told to the king of Jericho, saying, behold, men from the sons of Israel have come here tonight to spy out the land. And the king of Jericho sent word to Rahab, saying, bring out the men who have come to you, who have entered your house. They have come to spy out all the land. But the woman had taken the two men and hidden them. And she said, yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they were from. It came about when it was time to shut the gate at dark that the men went out. I do not know where the men went. Pursue them quickly, for you will overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof and hidden them in the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order on the roof. So the men pursued them on the road to the Jordan, to the crossing places. And as soon as those who were pursuing them had gone out, they shut the gate. Now before the spies lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have despaired because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard these reports, our hearts melted, and no courage remained.
Now then, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all who belong to them, and save our lives from death. So the men said to her, our life for yours, if you do not tell this business of ours. It shall come about when the Lord gives us the land that we will deal kindly and faithfully with you. Then she let them down by a rope through the window, for her house was on the city wall, so that she would.
that the pursuers will not encounter you. Hide yourselves there for 3 days until the pursuers return. Then afterward you may go on your way. And the men said to her, "We shall be exempt from this oath to you which you have made us swear. Unless when we come into the land you tie this cord of scarlet thread in the window through which you let us down and gather into your house your father, your mother, your brothers, and all your father's household. It shall come about that anyone who goes out of the doors of your outside will have his blood on his own head. We will be innocent, but anyone who is with you in the house, his blood will be on our head. If a hand is laid on him, but if you tell this business of ours, then we shall be exempt from the oath which you have made us swear." Then said, "According to your words, so be it." So she sent them away, and they departed. And she tied the scarlet cord in the window. So they departed and came to the hill country and remained there for 3 days until the pursuers returned. Then the two men returned and came down from the hill country, and they crossed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun. Then they reported